This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 662, Why the Word Seriously Isn't Always So Serious.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. How can you use the word seriously in English to signal that people should listen to you? Find out how dynamic and useful this word can be in native conversations.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy New Year, Lindsay!
Happy New Year, Michelle. It's Monday, January 2nd. Back to work, back to the good times in 2017.
Yes, 2017. Woohoo! All right. Well, guys, we hope that you guys are having a happy New Year so far and that you had a fun New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, but today we want to get a little bit serious. Ooh. You get serious, right? It's a new year.
Get serious. And actually, Michelle, before we dive into that, if you guys are in the mood to get serious about your IELTS scores, right? If you're taking the IELTS exam, maybe you are planning to go to Canada or go to Australia to move abroad with your family and you need to take this crazy exam, we have the best solution for you. Go and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast, guys, and you'll get the best tips you could possibly find anywhere online for the IELTS exam. All right, cool. So awesome. That's one way to get serious about our futures abroad. I love it.
Okay, awesome. Perfect, guys. So the thing is, I don't think serious is always used in a serious way.
It may not be.
Yeah.
It may not be as serious as we think it is.
Yeah. I'm thinking about the word seriously. Do you use the word seriously a lot, do you think?
Yeah, I use it in a non-serious way all the time.
That's so funny. I wonder why we do that.
I don't know. English is a weird language.
I know. So, but today, guys, we are going to talk about this word seriously and why it's not as serious as it may sound.
Okay, let's do it.
So what does seriously mean? So I looked it up in the dictionary, and according to dictionary.com, there are three definitions of this word. More, but I'm pretty sure there were just three. Anyway, Lindsay, what's one?
Well, number one is without being like being genuine, being, you know, not being funny about something, right? It's the opposite of funny. It's serious, right? You could say he shook his head seriously.
Right. So yeah, and the dictionary says in a serious manner, and they give a good example. He shook his head seriously, right?
Yeah, like you can tell he means business. He's not joking around in that case, okay?
Exactly, yeah. So and that's number two from the dictionary is to an alarmingly grave extent, and they say like, for example, seriously ill.
Right, so that means like extremely.
Yeah, exactly. And then what's the third one, Lindsay?
Well, so the dictionary says with genuine, earnest intent, right? So it could sound like this. Seriously, kids, we have to get home before dark.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I like these dictionary definitions and their examples, and these are good. But I also think that we have to talk about how we really use it conversationally, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think the third definition is used very conversationally, but even when it's not serious, right? Mm-hmm. So, but in this example that we gave, seriously, kids, we have to get home before dark from the dictionary, does that person sound serious to you?
Yeah, this sounds serious to me in that case, but it can be used in a not serious way.
Exactly. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So, for example, Lindsay, here's one. If I run into you and I haven't seen you in a while, I could say to you, Lindsay, it's been too long. We seriously have to get together for lunch.
Yeah, I love that. So it's kind of more you're just saying you believe it strongly, right? You,
right.
It's extremely important to you that we get together for lunch, but you're not necessarily right. trying to be so serious.
Right, right. So it's kind of like the strong form of really, right? Mm-hmm. I could have just said we really have to get together, but I said seriously, right?
Totally.
Or it just means like, yeah, we should get together for lunch, basically. But it's not a, I'm not being very serious in that context, am mm-hmm. I?
Yeah, no, you're right. I like that. I like that. Okay. Okay.
Okay. And what's the second one, Lindsay? Here's another way you could use it.
Guys, we have released our new course called The Secrets to the Connected Communicator, featuring the Bridge to Connection method. And we're only allowing the first 100 students to join the course for this launch. Spots are filling up really quickly, guys. So go on over right now to make sure that you get in for the first launch. Go to allearsenglish.com/adventure and we'll see you inside the course.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Well, you could say, isn't Bruno Mars amazing?
Seriously, he's so talented. I love his music.
Mm-hmm. So you're kind of agreeing here, right? It's a very enthusiastic way to agree, but there's really nothing serious about, you know, it's not like, I mean, you're definitely smiling when you're saying that, right?
Right, right, right. Exactly. So here we have just a few more examples. So for so here we go. I'm seriously thinking of going to the beach and just relaxing.
Okay.
So another idea of it's not so serious, but it's like, oh, I'm considering this.
Yeah. I mean, I think the common thread with all of these phrases is just that we really mean what we're saying.
Exactly. Right. I seriously agree with you.
it's a way to signal that we mean this and that people should listen to us, right? When we say this.
Okay. Right, right. I think people like saying this word. I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I hear it a lot. Like if another thing is, I'm just thinking, yeah, again, if you run into somebody like, that's so weird. I was seriously just about to call you, right? It's just showing like mm-hmm. even it's a very strong way of saying really, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you hear this word a lot? Do you say it a lot?
I don't know. I don't think it sounds like you hear it all the time, but I don't think I hear it as much as you do. But yeah, I mean, sure. People say it. Absolutely. It's a very important way of signaling that you just whatever you're saying is important to you. Like you mean it. Okay.
Right. Right. Exactly. And you know, it's funny that in the episode we were just recording, I realized that I said the word seriously in another role play back a few days ago.
That.
So I don't remember if I did it because I knew this one was coming up or not. But yeah, okay. I think it does come up. But I don't know. I feel like, do you think people should say this a lot?
No, I mean, you shouldn't say anything a lot, in my opinion, right? You should build your vocabulary skills so that you can, that's one way that we can be charismatic, guys, right? We can impress people. We can use different vocabulary words and we can be more articulate. So no, I don't think we should overuse it.
Right. And I think that this word seriously, especially if you say seriously, seriously, I think that maybe it can sound a little bit childish. So you don't want to overdo it.
Yeah, definitely. Or teenager-ish, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe teenager. That's the one I'm going for. Yeah. Right. So, okay. You know, sometimes we have to think about, you know, what the word sounds like. Is it appropriate, you know, in all different contexts? And this is the type of word where I feel like if you hear it too much, it might make you sound a little bit like you're more in a teenager. I don't know.
Yeah, you might annoy your coworkers or something if you say it too much, guys. Okay.
Right. So, well, we are about to say it way too much because we're going to do a role play. So, okay. Guys, just realize we're overdoing it on this one. We're seriously overdoing it. Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. But here, Lindsay and I, we are hanging out and it has started to snow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. So, wow, it's snowing so hard.
Seriously, Lindsay. Wow, I'm going to have to go sledding later.
Good idea.
We should seriously go skiing together this winter.
Yes. Have you ever been skiing?
No, I've always wanted to try. I'm seriously considering taking lessons.
Oh, for sure. That's so cool. If you're serious about it, let me know and I'll let you know who may be a good instructor.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Is that true, Michelle? Are you going to take ski lessons?
No.
Oh.
That is not on my list of New Year's resolutions.
No, okay. That's too bad.
But here, I was the one that just kept on saying seriously. So I think I might have sounded a little funny here. So guys, again, don't overdo it, but this gives you a lot of good examples. So how did I use it first, Lindsay?
Well, you were using it to agree with me, right? So I'm saying, wow, it's snowing so hard. You're saying, seriously, Lindsay, right? You're just agreeing with what I've said.
Right, right. And then in the next one, I said, we should seriously go skiing together this weekend.
Basically, yeah, you're saying like, definitely.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I'm not being serious here, but I'm saying that this is important and we really mm-hmm. definitely have to do it. Mm-hmm. And then what's the last one, Lindsay?
You say, no, I've always wanted to try. I'm seriously considering taking lessons.
Right.
And in some ways, that one does mean serious, right?
That's true. That's true. It means that I'm not joking about it. Like, mm-hmm. I mean what I say.
Yeah.
Exactly. So in some ways that's serious, even though it's not used. I'm not like in a serious mood, but mm-hmm. I'm saying that I'm being truthful. Like I'm not just saying it for fun.
Yeah. No. Totally. I like this. I mean, you guys should just try to observe when you hear native speakers using this word seriously. This is probably another one of those words or phrases that you never learned in your textbook or in your class in your home country, but it's. It's important. It's a real skill and a tool for native speakers that we do use, okay?
Right.
So
right.
It is important. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and just one tiny little bonus phrase. So I said, I'm seriously considering taking lessons. And then you said, oh, for sure. That's so cool. If you're serious about it, let me know, right?
Okay.
So here, so even though I said I'm seriously considering taking lessons, even though I said that I'm serious about it, maybe because I keep on saying serious.
Yeah.
Seriously, you can't take me seriously, right?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, so sometimes people also say, oh, I can't take them seriously. It's like, I can't really believe them. So you're saying, okay, if you're really serious about it, let me know and I'll give you someone. Okay, so awesome. I think, so serious can be a very serious word or maybe not. But here we've given you guys some examples and I think you will hear this once you perk your ears up.
Oh, yeah. Guys, definitely get the transcripts from today. Go over to allearsenglish.com/transcripts and seriously consider using this word because, you know, a lot of you guys say that you're afraid that you sound boring when you speak and kind of monotone. And you might if you don't mix in words like this, right? Varying your tone of voice and using a word like this can really show people that you're emphasizing something. So it's a really good skill to have.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for hanging out. And guys, thank you for listening. We seriously appreciate it.
We do. We do. Thanks, Michelle.
Okay. Bye.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.